USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Burning Man organizers announced that people attending may be able to start leaving Black Rock City this morning and that they would inform festival goers by 9 a.m. Pacific of their decision. Organizers asked that as Exodus begins, people still avoid Gate Road, which remained unusable due to the mud. The extremely muddy conditions at Burning Man, about an hour's drive north of Reno, had already trapped around 70,000 festival goers, or burners, as the cool kids call them. Pope Francis wrapped up his first-ever papal visit to Mongolia today by inaugurating a church-run homeless clinic and shelter, insisting that such initiatives aren't aimed at winning converts, but are simply exercises in Christian charity. Francis toured the House of Mercy, a three-story structure housed in an old school, which the local church had opened as an expression of the roots that it had taken in the three decades that the Catholic Church has officially had a presence in Mongolia. It was the final event of a historic four-day visit. India's space mission is reporting their moon rover has completed its walk on the lunar surface and has been put into sleep mode less than 2 weeks after its historic landing near the lunar south pole. The reason for the sleep mode is daylight on that part of the moon is coming to an end for the month. The rover's payloads are turned off and the data it collected has been transmitted to Earth via the lander. The Chandrayaan-3 lander and rover are expected to operate for one lunar day, which is equal to 14 days on Earth. Currently, the battery is fully charged. The solar panel is oriented to receive light at the next sunrise. That is expected on Friday, September 22nd. Today is Labor Day. For most people, it simply marks the last weekend of summer, but barbecues and shopping are encouraged. USA News.
Freshness made easy with three small spaces.
One continuous freshness that fights odors with no batteries and no outlets? Try Febreze Small Spaces. Ah, but what's a small space? To answer that, we brought in our lawyer.
Small spaces include, but are not limited to, bathrooms, closets, laundry room, kid room, pet corners, man cave, she sheds, most nooks, and all crannies.
There you go. Febreze Small Spaces is the world's most convenient. Febreze Small Spaces is super convenient and never stops freshening for 45 days.
Mm-hmm.
Be happy, Febreze, la 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 la.
Nachos! Yeah, get nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
Great. And some Frank's Red Hot.
Oh, nah. I'm good.
Oh! You're just gonna eat these dry, plain, boring nachos with no Frank's. Seriously? Frank it up! Frank it up! Come on, lady! Frank it up! Frank it up! Frank it up! Yeah! Yeah, this guy finally gets it! Hey, look! We're on the Jumbotron!
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
The President and First Lady get a first-hand look at hurricane damage in Florida. Laura Winters has more.
The spirit of this community is remarkable. When people are in real trouble, the most important thing you can give them is hope.
President Biden and First Lady Jill touring hurricane damage in the town of Live Oak, Florida, where massive trees are down and homes destroyed in the aftermath of Hurricane Idalia.
There's no hope like your neighbor walking across the street and see what they can do for you, or the local pastor or someone coming in and offering you help.
The area located between Tallahassee and Jacksonville. Now, the president did not meet with Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, the governor's office issuing a statement saying in these rural communities and so soon after impact, the security preparations alone that would go into setting up such a meeting would shut down ongoing recovery efforts. Instead, former Florida Governor, Republican Senator Rick Scott, greeting the Bidens. Governor DeSantis was in Dixie County in Horseshoe Beach, one of the hardest hit areas of the state, meeting with members of the National Guard and people who lost their homes.
According to his website, after his death, singer-songwriter Jimmy Buffett died from Merkel cell skin cancer. 76-year-old Buffett was well known for his beach-themed soft rock music. Merkel cell is a rare form of skin cancer that has a high risk of reoccurring and can easily spread within 2 or 3 years after being diagnosed. Lance Pry, USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit NoTimeToWait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.